Conversation 10, Buying Clothes, Part 3. Now listen to the conversation again. Pay close attention and be prepared to answer the following questions afterwards. What garment does Lars not like? Where is the cash register?
Var finns barnkläder?
Här borta. Vad letar du efter?
Jag letar efter kläder till en liten flicka.
En röd kjol?
Ja.
Och en röd tröja?
Nej, inte den.
En vit tröja?
Ja, den var fin. Vad kan jag betala?
Kassan är där borta.
Okay, did you get the answer to the first question? What garment does Lars not like? You were correct if you said the red top. Brilliant. Okay, this is the next question. Where is the cash register? That wasn't too hard, I hope. Did you say over there? In that case, you were right again. By now, you probably know the words for here and there. Do you remember? Listen and repeat. Here.
Här.
There.
Där.
Good. The word
borta
means away or, as in this context, over here or over there. Are you ready for some practice? Lars asks, where can I pay? Listen and repeat.
Var kan jag betala? Var kan jag betala?
Good. Do you remember how to say where the cash register is? Over there? Go ahead. Did you say
där borta?
Well done. In this conversation, you also came across the word for no, which is
nej.
And the word for not, which is
inte.
Now listen to the shop assistant ask, and a red top? Tell her, no, not that one. Ready? Go ahead.
Och en röd tröja.
Did your answer sound like this?
Nej, inte den.
Very good. If you want to say not in a full sentence, the word not always comes after the first verb. Let's practice saying, the cash register is not over there. Are you ready to listen and repeat?
Kassan är inte där borta. Kassan är inte där borta.
Okay, next, let's practice asking where the children's clothes are. Listen and repeat.
Var finns barnkläder? Var finns barnkläder?
Well done. Did you notice how you stressed the two syllables in the compound word for children's clothes?
Barnkläder.
There are many compounds in Swedish. That's why many words are so long. All compounds have two stressed syllables. Practice saying just children.
Barn.
And then only clothes.
Kläder.
Now say children's clothes. Make sure you pronounce the two stressed vowels really long here. Are you ready?
Barnkläder.
Okay, let's practice answering the shop assistant. Listen as she asks what you're looking for. Then say that you're looking for clothes. Use the expression for I'm looking for.
Jag letar efter.
Ready? Here you go.
Vad letar du efter?
How did you do? Your answer should have sounded like this.
Jag letar efter kläder.
Well done. If you feel ready, you can move on to part 4. Or if you want, you can listen again and practice some more.